Thomas Nelson, the head cross-country coach for the Kemper girls and boys, joining us here as we take a peek at the upcoming season, which gets underway here today down at Glenwood on this Saturday morning. And Coach, it's always good to catch up with you, and appreciate you joining us again here today.
It's great to be here again, and really looking forward to the fall season.
You bet. Coach, you guys are headed down to Glenwood on this Saturday morning to get your season underway. First meet of the year. Luckily, we've had a little bit of a break in the weather. I think if things would have stayed as warm as what they were earlier in the week, you might have gotten this one in because it's a Saturday and you could run in the morning. But going to be much more comfortable for the runners, I think, today than what probably the rest of the week has been to get ready for today.
Absolutely. We got really lucky with the weather. We've been practicing in the mornings all week at 6, which is going to work out well for us. You know, with it being a morning meet, our kids are kind of used to being up and running now. And I think, you know, they're really going to be eager to get out. And, you know, they've been able to run in the mornings, but it's been so humid. It's been so hot. It's still been tough. And I think they're going to really enjoy today with the weather being what it is and take advantage of it.
You and I were chatting here that it's going to be kind of unique in a way, kind of almost like the state tournament where they're running all the boys together. All of the girls are running together as well. So going to be some big starts, but you guys are going to use that to your advantage the way it sounds.
Yeah, we're really excited. There's, you know, we didn't run this meet last year. We added it because there's lots of teams here that we see at conference and that we've seen at districts. So we wanted to get an early season kind of feel for how we stack up against them. And with it, with them allowing us to run all our boys and all our girls in one, the boys one big race, the girls one big race, it also lets our kids compete against each other. We've got some real deep teams, I think, this year. And it's going to allow some of those kids compete, see, you know, who's our sixth and seventh man and woman. And I think our kids are really looking forward to it. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the results are.
Coach, you mentioned depth, a lot of numbers out for the boys, 21, I think, if I remember the count you told me correctly, and a lot of guys back from last year, even a new guy who's had some success in track for the Carroll High, Blake Malinsky, coming out this year as well. So talk about the depth. Let's start with the boys and how many guys are really in that hunt for maybe those top 6-8 spots with the varsity.
Well, so we return our top five, our guys who were always in the top five last year, you know, led by Ryan and Jake. Those guys were just awesome for us all year. And then Fletch, Dayton, and Thomas Podbaum were a 3, 4, and 5, you know, in different orders. But those were top five all last season, and they're all back. So that's you know, clearly fantastic for a team. Jacob McCarter ran most of the meets as varsity. Tyler Licey ran some varsity. And then, you know, adding Blake's just been huge. Blake is really dedicated, really jumped in and been dedicated to running. And I expect him to have a really strong race tomorrow. And adding him is really going to benefit our team in a long ways. Then we've got some JV guys from last year who really seem hungry. Cohen Stipa, Joey Mashing, those guys, and Charlie Bating, who's a freshman. I think it's going to be very, very competitive to see who's going to end up as our seventh man tomorrow. I think those kids will push each other, which, you know, will only help our team.
I can't imagine how crazy practice is for you with this many guys that like running and what the competition has got to be like with each other, you know, in practice every day.
Yeah, it's really fun. And the great thing is, you know, like you said, these guys really like it. They enjoy it. And they enjoy kind of the lifestyle of running, of the, hey, like, we're going to go put the work in. We're going to do our stretches. You know, some of them will go out, get a second run in later in the day, or a bike or a walk. And they just really live and breathe, you know, the cross country kind of lifestyle. And then that's been really beneficial to us. I think Jake and Ryan have really helped a lot of these younger guys just embrace it, and it's shown in their development. Sometimes we're doing easy runs, and myself and other coaches find ourselves saying, okay, little easier, guys. Let's slow up. The race is not today. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And I think having that many kids out really allows them to push each other. And like I said, looking forward to see the results from the meet.
Coach, is the goal for the boys, state for the team, with the depth that you have and just the quality of runners that you have, is that this year's focus?
I'd say this year's focus is probably moving up in conference. And the reason I say that is we know who we're going to see in the conference meet every year. As far as state qualification, I don't know what other teams we'll be running against. We would love to get to state as a team. And I think with the talent we have, that's something we can really try to push for. Right now, we were fourth last year in the conference. And you know, Lewis Central and Glenwood are two teams that are rated very highly in the state. If we could move up to third and get right behind those guys, or even, you know, try to push Glenwood, that would go a long ways into getting us a favorable place as far as placement for districts and helping us get to state. So I think it's the first step is closing in on some of these conference teams, and then that would lead to that next result.
Coach, let's flip over to the girls, because really talented as well, led by a senior there in Marie Day, and then Julia Canny also coming in off of a very good year last year. So two really good leaders, and then you've got some depth, some girls that ran and ran well for you varsity-wise back from last year as well.
Yeah, we're very excited about the girls' team. Marie clearly coming off an outstanding track season. Julia, too. You know, getting Marie back to state is definitely a major goal, and trying to get Julia in this year. She just missed last year. And I really think, you know, trying to get her individually there for a senior kind of send off would be a really great thing. And she's working hard to be able to do that. The rest of our team, after those two, it's kind of an open field for who wants to take the spots. They've all been putting good work in. Julia Craig and Sophie Tidgren returned from last year's varsity team. Maddie Segbart ran some varsity last year. But we add Kyra Walterman, who's injured, and she's been working really hard in practice. Kaysen Stipa, who last year was a manager, decided to come back out for a senior year, and she's been doing really well. And then we've got a couple freshmen, Addie Davis and Shelby Graving, who are competing and definitely will be pushing for one of those spots. And then Reagan Geringer, too. I think the girls, we will learn a lot from in this meet. You know, who wants to finish that last half mile, and where we kind of end up as far as who's varsity and who's JV there. But they've all been doing a really good job, and I definitely think we're a little deeper in the girls than we were last year.
For the girls then coming up today at Glenwood, what's the field look like? Is it a pretty strong overall field for them to run against?
Yeah, for boys and girls, it's a really strong meet. Atlantic, Harlan for girls, you know, both outstanding teams. Glenwood, St. Albert's is there. So there's, again, just over half the Hawkeye 10s there, which is traditionally, you know, a pretty strong cross-country conference. So it's a really good chance for them to compete. I know Marie. For Marie, there's Claire Pellet from Atlantic who ran really well at state and, you know, competed with Marie in track. And I think for her, you know, trying to be as close to her, trying to, you know, beat her in this race would be a really awesome goal.
Coach, do you like how the schedule breaks down for this team this year and kind of where you guys run and the distance in between races, too, to give you that time to get the rest in you need?
Yeah, we're really happy with our schedule. We've been able to work it out, so we're running once a week. And most of the season, we've got pretty much exactly a week in between meets, except once or twice. So it allows us to run the meet, get a good workout in a couple days later, and then feel fresh for the next meet. I think we run most of the same meets we did last year, a couple changes, but our kids should be relatively familiar with the courses, and I think that'll help us, too, with just running better times.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck now in Glenwood. Looking forward to following this team and getting out and watching this group of athletes run for both the girls and boys this year. And look forward to talking to you each and every week about how things are going, because I think this is going to be a great year for Kemper Cross Country. And honestly, I think this is going to be a really deep year for cross country here in our area. So really excited about the season getting underway.
Thank you so much for having me, and good luck to all the other fall sports teams here in Carroll.
You bet. Head coach Thomas Nelson again with the Kemper Cross Country team, back with more coming up next here on KCIM.